Yeah, I think we needed to do that. We talked about it as a group throughout the day. I mean, that's what they need to do when things don't go so well. And to us, it's like a football game. The game didn't go well yet, or the practice didn't go well. We couldn't kind of get out of the funk. The defense ended up having a great four quarters. And today I think they came out, and we did a lot of similar situations, but we caught 2 minute, 4 minute, the red zone, and threw the ball better, made better decisions. Blocking was better. So, yeah, it was good to just see them come back after having a rough night and play better.
Bruce,
I'm just glad he didn't get hurt. Bruce used to be the backup punter when he was playing all those years. That's probably a fact most people didn't know about because he was never used in the game. So we thought that was a great chance to use him. And the first one was ugly, but the second one it was a little better.
It was a nice hang time on that.
It was a nice hang time. Actually, he outkicked his coverage a little bit. But yeah, I knew we'd ask him. I knew he'd want to do it, so he jumped all over it. So it was good.
Too much get made of Jake's practice last night. It's just one practice. Everybody's bound to have an off night.
Yeah, I mean, just when there's not a whole lot to evaluate in training camp other than a day-to-day practice, I mean, that's just how it goes. As far as coaches, we don't get all caught up in that just because there's so many factors that go into a good practice and a bad practice. I mean, some things look like some throws today. You know, touchdown throws, but again, there could have been sacks and things that play doesn't develop. But yeah, I thought we were a little sharper. Made some better decisions as an offense and Jake and the group, and so it's good to see that they can go back from not having a great night to practicing better the next day.
Jake got a lot of action in the preseason opener. Do you see him getting even more in this next game, or do you think it'll be something along the same lines?
Probably a little bit more. I mean, I think we want to keep him out there in that same thing, the 20s. I think he played about 22, 23 plays last time, and so probably in that same range. And then just depending on the flow of the game's going. And again, hopefully we'll have some nice long drives early where we can make a decision if we want to take them out sooner. But, I think that the mindset for these guys is they play a half. And if they come out, if we have more plays, then great. If not, then we finish it up.
Cincinnati, a pretty good test, even though you won't be showing a lot of stuff still. Pretty good test given they've been to the playoffs the last couple of years and a lot of people thinking that they could go deep into the postseason this year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Washington was a playoff team last week. We played against them. Again, you don't know who's going to play, how much people are going to play, so it's a little harder to prepare. But, yeah, I think that's a winning organization. Cincinnati's been to playoffs the last few years. They're big. They're strong. They have very good football players on their team, especially defensively. Big offensive line. Young quarterback that's been playing well for them. Good skill receivers. So they got it all. So, and this is our first chance to go on the road. So I hope it is loud. I hope it's noisy. It's a Saturday night game, so we could use that part of our game also, especially in the first half, if we have to do a crowd noise. So that could be good. So, it's a great challenge physically, I think, and to see where we are as a team on both sides of the ball because that's a very good football team.
You focused a little bit on the run in the first game. Would you maybe like to see Jake test a little bit more trying to go downfield Saturday night?
Yeah, I think those plays called. I mean, we double call plays a lot, so if a team's not giving us what we want or they just, they seem to content to letting us deal with the runs we took what they gave us last week. But, yeah, we're going to want to try to make some plays, and you always do, just depending on how the game unravels. But if we have to run the ball and CJ has a big day, that's great. But, yeah, I think you go in a preseason game, you want to be able to work on a lot of different things. So, yeah, you go into a game trying to force the issue a little bit and maybe get some more throws in. If not this game, then the Atlanta game.
Do you sense that CJ has maybe a different
I think his attitude has been good. I just think that he just probably sees the team around him. He probably feels better about what he's seeing happening. Maybe the way we're calling the game, the plays, the runs. I think he likes what we're doing that way. I mean, you see the improvements. I think players get excited when you improve. If you're running back, you improve the offensive line. You improve the receivers. You improve everything, the tight ends. You kind of make a bunch of stuff when you bring in a good running back behind you. That could be part of the group there with Sean Green. So I think he's excited about that. I think he's been running real good here, and it showed in the game. He only carried the ball twice, but he made a great cut. He's been making great cuts out here all camp, so that was good to see, and I think he's looking forward to a big year.
What have you liked about Sean Jefferson's exuberance since he's joined your staff?
Because he's exactly what we thought he'd be. I mean, I met Sean when he was drafted. I was a teammate of his for a short period of time. I heard from Matt Millen when he hired him as a coach in Detroit what a great coach he was, and if I ever had an opportunity to hire him, he's a guy you definitely want to take a good long look at because of how much he loves the game, the passion for it. He's played it, and you see it out here every day. I mean, that's who he is. He's a straight shooter. The players know that. I think when a player sees the honesty and the passion and the desire to make those guys better football players, they buy into that. They like that, and so far that's how it's been playing out.
When a coach shows up and pleads that
I think they don't know what this means. I mean, I think they want to wait and see, you know, what's going on. And they see his excitement during the game or during practice, I should say. And so, no, I think it's when a coach shows up every day and is consistent the way he is, then they really appreciate it. If it's a once a week type of thing, then it's different, I think. So I think they've seen that he's not, for 9 weeks of OTAs and the 4 or 5 weeks there, 4 weeks already, that he is exactly who he is every day. Every day you're getting the same enthusiasm, passion. So I think these guys realize how much they can help them be better players and better men. Yeah, I think we need. I think we. When I saw the preseason schedule, I was excited for that reason, because you have to deal with that this weekend. The next weekend you're playing Atlanta. That does allow the hurry up and moves the ball well. And is obviously a great football team the last couple of years. So we got some great challenges these 3 weeks. And so yeah, I think it's going to be another challenge on the road against a good physical football team, which of exactly what we need.